They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we worship, we magnify, and we glorify your name, for your name is above all name. You're the author, the finisher of our faith. You sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. We love you, Heavenly Father, for truly you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray at this anointed and appointed hour that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit new, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bale, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us, we greet you again as well. Those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us live as we stream on the internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Genesis, the 12th chapter, Genesis 12, verses 1 through about 3. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, and when you found it, say amen. Amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Thank you. You may be seated. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I want to get to our topic this morning, covenant, discipleship, and a change. Covenant, discipleship, and a change. I said that and I broke it down incrementally because there are times we need to understand God's covenant. There are times that we need to implement discipleship within the body of Christ. And then there are times that we see a change that takes place. One of the things we know is that God is moving on the behalf of his people during this generation. For there are so many things that are transpiring that we see being manifested under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age. So as we investigate, explore, look at this chapter, and look at what God is saying, we see how God's plan to redeem humanity, or man, unfold in the covenant he made with a man called Abram. The promise for a redeemer born of a woman is given in Genesis 3 and 15, where it states, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, the Lord clarifies that the Redeemer child will be born of a particular family. and that the descendant and be that descendant of Abram, or Abraham, through whom all people of the earth will be blessed. That's inclusive. One of the things I have shared in Bible study is that we see that the Jewish nation is a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. But I can emphatically share with you, the moment you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, each and every one of us have been grafted into the family of God. God favor those who favor Him. And God loves all who He have created, regardless of race, creed, or color, regardless of denomination, and regardless of who we are. Because God loved all that He created. And so today we are seeing what God is manifesting in the life of men in the 21st century or the church age. But that's a conjunction which implies something important is about to be said. But there is an enemy called Lucifer, Daryl, that always try to mess up stuff, Crystal, trying to kill, steal, and to destroy. And we see this enemy succeeding in corrupting the minds of a man called Adam and a lady called Eve and stealing their worship from God. And that's the important dichotomy, is that the enemy does not want your worship to God. He wants to steal, rob from you all that you have to give to our Lord, who is looking to us to honor and glorify Him. If angels dwell in heaven, bow before Him, and heaven and earth adore Him, they give praise and honor to our Lord, our God, and our King. That's the God that we serve. A God who loves us more than we love ourselves. A God who looks far beyond our many faults and frailty and meet us right where we are. Regardless of whether I've been in the ministry or regardless of whether I've been preaching or teaching, the Lord says, I will meet you just where you are. Regardless of your content, your character, regardless of who you are and where you are, the Lord is simply saying, I will meet you right where you are. Because one of the things I have understood is all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when we mess up, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, He said, I will draw not men, but I will draw all men unto me. So when we see what transpired, my brothers and sisters, the result was that the perfect world God created was now corrupted by sin. For Adam and Eve chose to follow Satan and fulfill their own desires instead of being willingly subject of God. The enemy has used deception for generations with the ability to gain power to lure and deceive mankind. Adam and Eve lost the privilege of ruling over God's creative order. He did say, Adam, I'm giving you power and authority over everything that I created. Gave him the authority, the power to name everything that He made. But God's plan would not be prevented in spite of all of the obstacles that the enemy placed in man's path. God would still have a world in which His eternal kingdom would demonstrate His glory. His glory, His glory, Antioch. The difference is that now that kingdom would not be administered by man. Because now we see men who want to gain power, authority, dominion, and control. Men who think because they are president and prime ministers and king. And authoritarianism trying to rule what God has created. They want the power to control, to subdue what God made for man, all men. And yet these men call themselves strong men, call themselves mighty men. wanted to walk over everything that God have created. But God says, no matter how much power you think you have, the God that we serve have all power. And the God that we serve will not allow man to disrupt nor destroy what he has sanctioned, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us. So we see the difference is now that that kingdom would not be administered by man, but by Jesus Christ, who would reconcile the fallen creation back into fellowship with God. We have shortcomings, each and every one of us, from the pulpit to the pews. None of us are perfect. But I'm reminded that we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, perfection awaits each and every one of us, because the moment you step out of this world into the supernatural, into the spiritual, we shall all be changed to look just like our Lord, our God, and our King. For we have all been predestined to look like him in holiness and righteousness. And when you step out of this world and step into the eternal glory that God have in store, you will rejoice and sing and knowing what is manifested and already been proclaimed by God, because God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had a significant plan. The theophany, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit manifested itself so that you and I would behold the glory of an eternal God. That's the God that we serve. Colossians 1, 19 and 20 states, for in him all the fullness of God, Yahweh, Elohim, Elohim, Jehovah, was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile, to bring us back to himself, not to man, but to himself, all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. It was at the cross. It was at the cross when I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was at the cross where Jesus was stretched wide and hung his head low. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's the man, that's the one who came so that each and every one of us would have a right to the tree of life. But under the Abrahamic covenant, it is further expanded through three sub-covenants. First, God promised Abraham a place. He said, go to the land that I will show you. And then he said, the second one, God promised Abraham a people. I will make of you a great nation. And thirdly, God promised Abraham a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. When a nation, when a people start serving God and acknowledge the nation of Israel, God is grafting all of us in through the blood, through a covenant that he made with Abraham. For at one time, the Gentile, which we are Gentile, were on the outside of the provision and all of the things that God had in store. But thank God for his grace and his mercy that covered and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. What we could not do for ourselves, Jesus did and accomplished for us. And when we see the fulfillment of the promise that God made through Abraham.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of the new message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
There is something burning, keeping me alive, telling me to fight until the morning light. Yeah, it won't let me quit, it won't let me stop, won't let me. me stop.